Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, and I have been running this series called Success Is. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed day one to day four. Now we're jumping into day five. I'm going to be talking about thanking yourself. Thanking yourself. You see, growing up, I was taught that humility was a major value as a Christian. Each time I would work hard to attain some level of success, I would find myself downplaying my efforts with phrases like, oh, it's nothing, or it was all God's grace, I didn't do much. In my adult life, this behavior continued. And each time I shared my process and my results, I would always try to add a message stating that I wasn't trying to brag. Because we'll be tired, you get caught bragging, a whole Christian Adora. Anyways, I'm proud to say that, you know, 2020 was the year that I found myself being the least humble. Okay, let me give context. Of course, I understand the importance of humility. I understand the value that it brings, but I also understand that even Jesus Christ wasn't always humble. He showcased his work in public domain. He knew who he was and he projected it. And even when he was nailed to the cross, he still wasn't humble. He didn't downplay who he was. He didn't care if they were about to slay him. In fact, the people's frustration was that he was bragging. I mean, how does this guy say he's the Son of God? Who does he think he is? Even when they're trying to kill him, he's still saying the same thing. Okay, if that's not a humble brag, I don't know what it is. It wasn't even humble. This year, I want you to thank yourself, okay? You've put in the work. You have to put in the effort to actually thank yourself and celebrate yourself, okay? You deserve all the thanks that you can give yourself. Minimizing your accomplishments is not helping you in any way. The more you minimize, the more you're sabotaging your soul's work. If it makes you feel better, thank others too. So thank your team. Thank the people that support you. Mix gratitude with self-confidence. It doesn't need to be one or the other. You can thank you and thank God and thank others. Okay. You have people whose lives depend on you telling your story, the optimized version of your story, not the fear-based one. Okay. So tell us the amazingness that you are. We'll take it. Okay. I love you loads, and I can't wait to catch you on the next episode.